Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV 18. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, and you are listening to the Market Buzz podcast for all important cues ahead of today's market session. Well, first up, a look at some global cues. The U.S. April jobs report has come in softer than expected. The jobs growth eased to 1,75,000 compared to 2,69,000 of average gain over the prior 3 months. The unemployment rate has risen from 3.8% in March to 3.9% in April in the U.S. Wage figures also came in less than expected, an encouraging sign for inflation. So on Friday in the U.S., stocks jumped sharply after a softer-than-expected April jobs report. The S&P 500 surged 1.26% to notch its best day since February, while the Nasdaq composite rallied almost 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 1.18%. Meanwhile, Fed policy expectations saw a sharp dovish repricing last week. The interest rate markets now imply about 45% probability of a 25 BPS rate cut by July. Now, Asia-Pacific markets this morning tracked Wall Street gains. Investors meanwhile awaited the Reserve Bank of Australia's rate decision on Tuesday and China's April trade data on Thursday. Japan and South Korea's market are closed for a public holiday today. Australia's S&P ASX 200 rose 0.5%, on pace for a third straight day of gains. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was flat, while mainland China's CSI 300 rose 1.3% as traders returned from Labor Day holiday. Back home, the GIFT Nifty suggests that the Indian market is likely headed for a gap-up start. The GIFT Nifty was trading at a premium of more than 100 points from Nifty's futures Friday close. Well, Friday wasn't exactly the kind of session that bulls were anticipating. Foreign institutions were heavy sellers during Friday's trading session in the cash market, while domestic institutions were net buyers. Meanwhile, at one point, the Nifty looked towards reclaiming the 22,800 mark, but come the second half of the session, the Nifty barely managed to hold on to 22,350 on the downside. It saw modest recovery from lows and just about managed to hold on to some weekly gains. The index did recover 120 points from lows on Friday, but closed below the 22,500 mark. Now, crossing that level will be key for the index first up, as it has been a key support in the recent times. On the other side, earnings season continues with some big Nifty names reporting results after market hours on Friday and over the weekend. Prominent among them is Kotak Mahindra Bank, which lost another 4% last week after an 11% drop in the week before. The management also spoke about the exit of KVS Manian, saying that he does not have anything in hand as of now, to the best of their knowledge. Other stocks that reported results over the weekend include Titan, Britannia, Avenue Supermarts, and Inox Wind. Some important names that will report results on Monday, that is today, include Godrej Consumer, Marico, Gujarat Gas, CG Power, Happiest Minds, Lupin, among others. Now, apart from these, other stocks to watch out include Zen Technologies, which has won orders worth 1,350 crore rupees during the financial year. Now, Tata Technologies that saw constant currency revenue growth of 0.3% sequentially. Kansai Nerolac Paints saw its revenue go up 2% to 1,769 crore rupees. The EBITDA margin expanded by 40 basis points to 10%, with Decorative Paints saw double-digit volume growth. Meanwhile, IDBI Bank's net interest income rose 12% to 3,687 crore rupees, whereas the net profit went up 44%. Aurobindo Pharma will also be in focus as the US FDA has issued 7 observations for Unit 2 of the formulation's manufacturing facility in Bhiwadi in Rajasthan. Now, Adani Ports Group has expressed interest in acquiring and developing Bataan Port in the Philippines. Now, Ujjivan Small Finance Bank has also appointed Sanjeev Nautiyal as the MD and CEO for a period of 3 years starting July 1st. Lastly, 197 Communications, that is the parent company of Paytm, has announced leadership changes to double down on its payment and financial services offerings. This is months after the regulatory crackdown on its payments bank. As part of the changes, its president and chief operating officer, Bhavesh Gupta, will now resign from his position and move on to an advisory position. So those were the few cues to watch out for today. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more.